This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal. Today is Monday, March 9, 2020, and I'm sure most of us don't really need Monday motivation considering tomorrow is again an off because of Holi. But before taking that quick break tomorrow for the day, I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, a small note on our Money Control app. The Money Control app has introduced simple and efficient interface. Do download it and check it out now. And now, moving on to our top stories for the day. A political war of words broke out between BJP and Congress over Yes Bank crisis. We'll also tell you how three Infosys employees have been arrested for allegedly taking bribes from taxpayers for speedy processing of their funds. We'll also be giving you a sneak peek on Money Control's exclusive report on how Kotak Mahindra has reportedly joined the race to acquire a majority stake in fund-starved Lakshmi Vilas Bank. And lastly, we'll give you all the global updates on coronavirus along with a few insights on gold and crude prices. Well, a political war of words broke out between BJP and Congress over Yes Bank crisis. And to give us more details on this, I have with me Atharva Pandit.
So, even as the Enforcement Directorate is, raiding Rana Kapoor, and we have been getting constant updates regarding that, Rana Kapoor as well as his family, there was a sort of political mudslinging that started, like we expect it to start in any high-profile case. So, basically what happened was a war of words broke out between the Bharatiya Janata Party and Congress. Over the whole Yes Bank crisis. And the ruling party, which is the BJP, it sought to link this whole crisis with the Gandhi family, which as we know is with the Congress party. And the Congress, meanwhile, wondered if the Prime Minister, which is Narendra Modi, and the Finance Minister, which is Nirmala Sitharaman, were complicit as the bank's loan book grew manifold. So basically, this was a war of words between the BJP and the Congress. But what started this war of words was, in fact, a painting. Now, what basically happened was that the IT cell chief of BJP, Amit Malviya, he tweeted that every financial crime in India has deep link with the Gandhis because this tweet came after it was alleged that Priyanka Gandhi had sold an MF Hussein painting of her father Rajiv Gandhi, who is the former Prime Minister of India, to Rana Kapoor for rupees 2 crore. This transaction basically happened in 2010, and the Congress said after the BJP sought to link this particular episode with the Yes Bank crisis that is unfolding right now, the Congress said that the entire amount actually was disclosed in Priyanka Gandhi's income tax return of 2010. So this occurred 10 years ago, and the Congress said that this is a non-issue, that the BJP is simply trying to link to the Congress party. Now, what Malviya had tweeted was that every financial crime in India has deep link with the Gandhis. Malia, which is Vijay Malia, he used to send flight upgrade tickets to Sonia Gandhi, had access to MMS, Manmohan Singh, and PC, which is P. Chidambaram, is absconding. Rahul inaugurated Nirav Modi's bridal jewelry collection and he defaulted. Rana bought Priyanka Vadra's paintings. So this is something that he tweeted, and of course alleged and directly pointed fingers at the Congress party and particularly Priyanka Gandhi. To which Congress chief spokesperson Randeep Surjewala, how does an MF Hussein painting of Rajiv Gandhi sold 10 years ago by Priyanka Gandhi to Yes Bank owner Rana Kapoor has anything to do with the Yes Bank crisis? This is a pure political war of words that might or might not have anything to do with the actual crisis that is unfolding with the whole Yes Bank fiasco.
Thank you so much, Atharva, for giving us all those details.
Thank you.
Well, on our next story, we discuss how three Infosys employees who were attached to the Income Tax Department's Centralized Processing Center were arrested for allegedly taking bribes from taxpayers for speedy processing of their refund. To give us more details on this story, I have with me my colleague Ruchira. Hi Ruchira, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita.
three Infosys employees have been arrested in Bangalore in connection with bribery related to tax collection. The three employees allegedly took bribes from taxpayers in exchange for speedy recovery of refunds. The Electronic City Police in Bangalore has filed a case against the three employees. The main accused was attached with the Income Tax Department's Centralized Processing Center in Bangalore. And through his friends, he had demanded and collected money from taxpayers. And the three employees got in touch with the taxpayers through phone conversations. Taxpayers were charged 4% in exchange for speedy recovery of their refunds. The police suspect that the trio collected around rupees 15 lakh as commission from the taxpayers. How exactly did the police get to know about this case? One of the taxpayers refused to pay the money and shared an audio recording of the conversation. And that is how income tax officials were made aware of the bribes, and that's when the case was filed with the police.
Well, thank you so much, Rujara, for giving us all those details.
Well, now the number of coronavirus cases in India rose to 43 as four more cases were reported from Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Delhi and Kerala each. To give us more insights on the story, I have with me my colleague Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita. So Anvita, as you said, there are now 43 confirmed cases as per the health ministry who have been tested positive for coronavirus. This includes the three patients from Kerala who had recovered in February. But now new cases have emerged from Jammu and Kashmir, Delhi, Kerala, UP, as you said. This includes a three-year-old who had a travel history to Italy and was also tested positive.
Okay.
So first child in India, and another one is a 63-year-old woman, first from Jammu and Kashmir, who has been tested positive, also has a travel history to Iran. A Ladakh man has actually died of symptoms linked to COVID-19. But, you know, authorities have not confirmed that if it was a coronavirus case or not. But there's another case from West Bengal, which has the person who has passed away. But in these two cases, only it is alleged that the symptoms were linked to coronavirus. But authorities have not confirmed if it was a death due to coronavirus. So we'll wait for those two confirmations. Meanwhile, most of the schools are shut in several states across the country, including primary schools in Delhi. And if, you know, you must have noticed, we calling each other on phones. We are getting this recorded message. On Jio, on Airtel, all of these subscribers are actually putting out a recorded message to raise awareness.
It starts with a cough.
Yes. So it grabs your attention. So
right.
That has been started by the telecom industry. And if we talk about the travel ban, Qatar has, also banned travel on 14 countries, including India. So Kuwait has done it. Now Qatar has also included India in the travel ban list. If we talk about the global front, we have almost 1,400 people stuck on a cruise ship, and they have been denied permission to dock in Mangaluru. Because there's fear around more spread, so that has been done, because we heard about the Diamond cruise ship and that was docked in Japan coast.
Right.
And it wasn't really quarantined, because if you quarantine all the people who have been tested positive, it also affects the people who have not been tested positive,
right,
because you are on the ship, on a vessel for the entire time, and it's not really quarantine is what the authorities had said. Also, if you look at the global markets, there has been a huge sell-off because one of the concerns around coronavirus, and what we are hearing is, as per reports, investors have lost nearly 7 lakh crore. So this is happening in terms of the equity front as well.
Right.
if we talk about India, the global star, Hollywood star Chris Hemsworth has actually called off his India visit due to the coronavirus scare. And we know him from Thor. And so a lot of traveling has been curtailed.
Restricted,
if it is mostly unnecessary. And that was actually in the advisory.
Hmm.
In terms of global numbers of the novel coronavirus worldwide, it has now crossed 110,000, more than 100,000. So over 100,000 we have cases in over 100 countries and territories, and over 3,800 people have died because of this virus.
Mm-hmm.
So the number is looking that the outbreak in most of the countries, although the China numbers are falling. And Anvita, something important to notice for all the travelers who have to take the important domestic flights, Air India, IndiGo and other airlines are also offering free rescheduling, and there are some levy given on cancellation as well. So do check their websites, because in case there is any reschedule, as per we are seeing the environment, they are giving that much of relaxation in the flights. But a relaxation, if you're talking about most of the governments, if you talk about Kerala government here, Saudi government there, they have become really strict in terms of anything that is kept from the government in terms of foreign travel. So Saudi has said that they will impose a heavy fine if that is hidden from them. Kerala government has also said it because the new Kerala cases did not share the foreign travel history because they were asked to share it.
Right.
And as per the health minister, over 3,000 tourists are under surveillance right now. In Mumbai also, as today, there is Holika Dehan. There is an effigy based on the coronavirus that is put up and will be burnt.
Okay.
So that is what we have on the coronavirus front.
Right. Talking about global markets, Shraddha, we see that gold is shining really bright these days. Can you give us more updates on crude and gold?
Right. So as there is a fear around coronavirus, the equity markets are really weak, and also we are seeing a lot of sell-off today. There was heavy sell-off globally also and in the domestic markets as well. In terms of gold, it is now touching a 7-year high, and it is above $700 because of the fears around coronavirus, and it is taken as a safe haven.
Right.
So gold is actually in demand, and it is, and domestic gold prices have also seen a record high of ₹44,961 per 10 gram. So gold is definitely on a high. In terms of crude, it has seen one of the sharpest single day crashes, and it almost fell from $45 per barrel to $32 per barrel.
Okay.
And it has sent shockwaves through global markets, which has actually pulled down major stock indices, currencies and commodities. So we are seeing coronavirus fears on one side and the crude oil prices falling on the other, and the near-term outlook being bearish for crude oil.
Well, moving on to our next story, Kotak Mahindra Bank has reportedly joined the race to acquire a majority stake in fund-starved Lakshmi Vilas Bank. And to give us more insights on this, I have with me Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita.
Shraddha, what's with this Money Control exclusive?
So Anvita, as you rightly mentioned, it is an exclusive as per sources that was reported by Money Control's Ashwin Mohan, and it's on the website to be checked. So what we are hearing is Kotak Mahindra Bank, you know, as part of a proposed transaction under the supervision of the Reserve Bank of India, will acquire stake in Chennai-based Lakshmi Vilas Bank. And it's a late entrant to the race, and as per sources, and will be evaluating, you know, acquisition option for this majority stake. And it has joined other strategic and private equity suitors who are interested in the bet. And the bank has now submitted a proposal for Lakshmi Vilas Bank to the RBI, which, you know, held discussions for other interested parties as well. So we look forward to what goes in the next round.
Right. Also, we'd like to tell all our listeners, considering it's a Money Control exclusive, please do log on to our website to get more details on the story. All right. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for giving us all those insights.
Thank you, Anvita, for having me.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In The News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, this is your host Anvita signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. The entire team of Money Control wishes y'all a very happy and a safe Holi.